analysis. And, oh, wait, this is key. If conflict can always check our actions, then that's number one, figuring out what to do about it. Isn't that clear? Divide and conquer has always been power's chief strategy, and we've never figured out how to reply effectively. Analysis, language, and theory is key for us to make sense of what happens. What happens to us in class society? And one of the people being interviewed, the man went on, it's spreading. War. We shouldn't forget, he said, that World War II put a brake on the building global popular solidarity across Europe in the early 20th century. Boy, did it ever. That's why we're reading Keith Lowe's Savage Continent. That was a manufactured savagery. Why is no one talking about that? That conflict only exists because they've made resources scarce intentionally by privatizing it and creating a global economy to do just that. Why do people talk as if conflicts are somehow inherent in human nature rather than structurally induced and enforced and reproduced? And his partner replied with a nonchalance I found horrifying. Quote, that's what makes this a revolutionary moment, but we shouldn't think of it as society in movement, but rather societies in movement, unquote. And this takes us right to the lack of analysis. Taking the long road is not taking the long view, which is what these shows advocate by any means. Our gift of long sight, perhaps unique to us as humans, requires that we represent for the all of it and become seasoned thereby to resist the lure of the particular. We have to take the long view to create something new. Power wants us being particular, focus narrow on our tribe, because it leaves the long view to them, free to set the overall conditions. And it's only by changing the overall conditions, by going on the offensive, claiming a global initiative, that we can establish generalized human freedom. Our fates, all peoples globally, are interlinked. Our goal is the same. And so our thinking and planning and all of our strategizing must reflect a seeing through, a thinking through the long view. But in numerous of its policy pieces, for example, that we reviewed from the Yale Globalization Center, isn't power making the same case? That for the sake of the all, the great global good, we the people should lessen our allegiance to particular nation states? But the issue is under whose aegis? And I see him every week. I'm apologizing for not getting to Mr. Lowe's necessary book, Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. But a lot came on the table this week that I'm hoping we'll think through this issue of police brutality, or of the police as a tactic broadly, the issue of violence and whatever people consider our inherent qualities as humans getting in the way of this or that, our need to quarrel and conflict, and this issue of the nation state, and how does that fit into power's scheme or ours as an opposing dream. A lot came across my way this week. And at a time when it's been hard to read. And there's a good, excellent book that came in the mail to me. And check it out. I put at least the quote that I put up called The Future is Up to Us. Very prescient book from 2001. And Thank you for listening. Until next week, peace.